To be called a doubting Thomas is not a compliment. And we see the origins of this statement in our gospel today. But, you know, I feel badly for Thomas. It's not every day you see your closest and dearest friend arrested, beaten, crowned with thorns, crucified, die, and be buried, and then be told a couple days later, oh no, he's raised. He's been raised up. He's alive. That's a little hard to comprehend. So I'm glad Thomas doubted. I'm glad he doubted for our sake, for my sake, so that when we feel confused or doubting or wondering, we know that there was someone who saw the risen Lord and touched him and heard him and knew that he was alive. For him to do this for Thomas was a benefit for all of us. Thomas would later travel through Iran and Iraq and India proclaiming the good news. And if anyone there wondered, how could this really ever happen? Thomas can say, I know, I was there, I touched him. That Sunday experience made the difference for his faith. It made it stronger so that when he was persecuted himself and was sacrificed, he could be able to know that he saw his Lord and God. And what reassurance it gives to us so that when we are going through those trying times, we can, by seeing and touching our Lord present in the Blessed Sacrament, we too can cry out, my Lord and my God. Jesus wants all of us to come to believe. And if it was for Thomas to be able to see and touch his wounds and be able to give witness and testimony that for our behalf so that we could believe, then praise God. Thank you, St. Thomas. Jesus does not want anything to stand in the way of our life of faith and to come to know and experience him so that we can share life eternal with him forever. Today, the church celebrates the Feast of Divine Mercy. Our Lord asked St. Faustina in the 1930s to have the Sunday after Easter dedicated to this feast. It was for us sinners that Christ died and rose so that we could have life. On that first Sunday, Easter Sunday, when he appeared to the apostles, the first words out of his mouth were not, how dare you, or shame on you, or why didn't you stand up for me? The words he offered were, peace be with you. He wanted to reassure them that even in their faults and their failings, he was going to be by their side and to lift them up and let them share in his love and mercy. He does that with each one of us, especially in the sacrament of reconciliation, where we come before our risen Lord and bring to him the things that weigh us down, and not in shame or in anger, but that God offers to us his love and mercy, shown to us through the wounded and resurrected Christ. In this Feast of Divine Mercy, our Lord tells St. Faustina that he wants us to come to him in the sacrament because mercy is the thing he wants us to know most about him. And that if we receive the sacrament of reconciliation around this feast today, Jesus tells Faustina it is like a second baptism where the sins and the punishment due to sins are taken completely away. So every time we sin, there is an eternal punishment. We should be condemned to hell. But because of the sacrament of reconciliation, that is taken away. But there's still the punishment due to sin. So that's why we do penance, we pray, we fast, we do acts of charity. If we do this with Jesus, this divine indulgence is given to us to take away even that, so that we don't have to worry about the past punishments, but that we can live in the joy of the presence of the loving God we have. In the joy of this Easter season, we have the Apostle St. Thomas assure us that Jesus truly did rise, and that we too can have that same faith as he did. We have the Apostle of Mercy, St. Faustina, to assure us that Christ wants to extend to us that loving forgiveness and to touch those areas of our life that still may hinder our relationship with the Lord. Let not our faith falter or become lax or apathetic, but may it grow fervent, set on fire with love for the risen Lord, to share in that mercy that he wants to give to each one of us, so that when we go out, we too can proclaim our Lord and our God.